Currently, it's 25 degrees. That's your
836 on Connect FM. As your morning connection for a Friday continues into its final half hour, and a final half hour on a Friday means we need to have a review of sorts. It's not a review of sorts, it's a review of news. And Bronson Rasmussen, the news director here at Priority Media, has come into the studio. How are you doing there, Bronson?
Oh, we're doing well. And then I remembered it's Friday the 13th, and if I just heard right, I heard that four-letter S word, snow. So pretty unlucky Friday the 13th here.
So are you a superstitious guy?
Eh, so-so.
So-so superstitious, I guess.
When they say snow on Friday the 13th, I mean, kind of gets there.
Well, we've had plenty of news during this past week, and Tri-County Insider News is what it is, and what we do every Friday is we have a review of what the top stories were, also the stories that our listeners interacted with the most, and then we top it off with Bronson's Choice. We'll hear that in a few minutes now, but go ahead and review for us, Bronson. What were the top stories of this past week?
Our top story is more of a feel-good one, and it's a little surprising that it became the top story, but not really considering our area. It's the latest on a series we're doing about volunteering locally.
Yeah.
And this one's with the Du Bois Fire Department. So a little surprising that a feel-good story gets the top story of the week, but it's also the Du Bois Fire Department, so we know how much people love that.
Exactly.
So with that, we heard from the fire chief, Joe Mitchell, and he talked about volunteering at the stations, how it's not all just about fighting fires if you think that you don't want to or can't do that. He says there's always help that you could do from administrative work, fundraising, traffic control, as well as specialized rescue teams.
Yeah, that's always so good to note. And, you know, not just for the fire department, but other nonprofit groups and service organizations around the area. I think a lot of times people forget about the fact that there can be things that you can do to help out that organization, even if you're incapable physically or you just don't have a lot of time. There's lots of opportunity out there.
That there is. He also went on to say that the department really does take care of everyone that works together with them, with a lot of family involvement to really have things like family nights, potlucks, community events. And of course, if you are interested in any of this, he says that all you have to do is contact the Du Bois Fire Department, and then they'll find whatever role will suit your needs.
All right. Great story to have at the top of the list. What do we have as a runner-up?
Another surprising one to see that it did so well, and this came from the Brockway School Board meeting this week. We saw as Jeff Tech students came in and showed off really what they do at Jeff Tech. These were students from Brockway showing off what they're doing in their technical center from programs like health assisting, HVAC, digital media arts, electronics, culinary, automotive technology, engineering, and welding. And from there, there are a lot of things that kids can build on. Really, they get their skill sets up. They get all of these accreditations as well as other types of licenses. And straight from there, a lot of them have plans in 10th, 11th, or even 12th grade for what they're going to be doing next. And really with Jeff Tech, that makes these students want to stay local.
Another nice story there, and if I believe correctly, nearly 50 students from the Brockway district that attend Jeff Tech.
48.
Right? Yeah.
And I believe a few weeks ago we did one with Du Bois when they went over there, and there are around, I believe, 220 from Du Bois.
Of course, Du Bois would have the largest contingent there, but still great numbers represented and being trained in technical arts at Jeff Tech. All right, we do have time to go ahead and take a look at a third top story.
Yeah, our third one will be an indoor pickleball facility that's coming to Du Bois.
All right.
If you've gone through the Du Bois Mall lately, you might have noticed where an old shoe store was, that there's some work going on in there. That's going to be the Pickleball Bank. That's going to be opening up on April 4th. Of course, pickleball has been growing so much nationally that when we have the bad seasons here, like this really nasty winter we just got over, mm-hmm. if you wanted to play, there really wasn't many options for you.
Not indoor options,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So this will have around 4 courts, as well as a pro shop, a rest area, locker rooms. And at this point, they're still getting these courts up, but they should be ready to open their doors at the Du Bois Mall come April 4th.
Oh, that's great. And just a side note, it's great to see activity at the Du Bois Mall. A lot of different things opening and mm-hmm. quite a variety of things as well.
That it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's shift gears here a little bit. We're still going to talk about top stories, but these are the stories that we had interaction with mm-hmm. the most among our listeners, those checking our website and checking our social media sites. So what was the most interacted with story of the week?
Our most interacted with came from City of Du Bois. They're beginning their search for the next manager. This was a long time coming, around, I believe it was a year ago in the fall, in 2024, that would have been.
Correct.
That we here in Du Bois got the Kafferlin firm, mm-hmm. Ben and Lisa. They came down and got Du Bois and Sandy Township through consolidation. And now they believe that their time has come to its end, and it's time to search for a permanent manager for mm-hmm. the City of Du Bois.
Sure, definitely. And when they did come in, it was understood they would be interim.
Yep.
You know, and they were, their specialty is helping municipalities transition from one form to another, mm-hmm. which is what we did in Du Bois with consolidation being completed.
Yes.
So time for them to move along. And so what is the process now for Du Bois getting a new city manager?
Well, they just started advertising, and council agreed to have it be for around a 6-week period to advertise this. And it'll go across multiple local as well as state platforms, with already quite a few people interested from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And this position will be budgeted at $140,000 a year. And the only requirement is that the new manager would need to live within the city within around a 6-month period of when mm-hmm. they start.
Okay. Any other stories vying for a lot of interaction?
There is, and this one makes sense. We have a weekly story that we put out, and it has to do with the gas price update.
Yeah.
So as of lately, it has been soaring up, and with that, a lot of people are interacting with these, just letting out their frustrations, especially last week's has gotten a lot. This week's is about to come out.
Yeah.
But last week it jumped 20 cents. Spoiler alert, this week jumped another 20 mm-hmm. cents.
Right.
So a lot of people do get upset when you see gas prices jump that much.
Yeah, I think prices, taxes, things like that always mm-hmm. Gets a lot of attention. Well, Bronson, let's do this. We're going to jump ahead and find out your pick of the top story of the week. I always, you know, like this part, and I'm sure those who listen in to the Week in Review always hear me say mm-hmm. that, but I really do. I look forward to hearing it. So don't ruin it. What do you have for Bronson's choice this week?
Well, time to just ruin it for you, because there isn't one. Okay. Well, we spoke about it a bit earlier and how a lot is happening at the Du Bois Mall now.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd highlight another place that has opened there this past week, and that's Turnabout Boxing.
Mm-hmm.
They are already established for 5 years, it was, when they opened on the 10th. It was their 5-year anniversary, and they opened this new outreach center in the Du Bois Mall. So with that, they're going to have things like seniors and people that might not be able to get into their other building mm-hmm. come here and be able to train, do more of like a workout than, say, like professional boxing, as well as hopes to one day have like an after school program there.
Yeah, yeah.
And this space looks pretty big as is, but they have a lot that's currently blocked off with potential plans to expand on it depending on how well it does.
Mm-hmm.
They've talked about adding like locker rooms for after school programs, a washing machine for the kids that might not have those at home,
mm-hmm.
as well as expanding into another area, maybe even setting up a boxing ring and having tournaments or something like that at the mall.
Wow. You definitely did not ruin it. That's a great pick of the top story. And it's exciting and encouraging to hear about Turnabout Boxing and what they are doing now in the mall. So that's great. Well, Bronson, now we've used up all of our time for this week, at least. And I've got some good news for you. Next Friday, it will be the 20th, not the 13th. So
I think we'll be okay with that then.
You don't need to let your superstitions get the best of you.
As long as we get rid of that snow.
All right. Thank you so much, Bronson. And, oh, by the way, getting rid of snow next Friday is also going to be the first day of spring.
See, there we go.
All right. Have a good one.